Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Leslie put people at the heart of everything they create.
With my team at Comcast, we developed the Xfinity Voice Remote and tested it to recognize different types of accents, inflections, and languages.
New movies?
Movies for kids.
Películas para las familias.
Now 40 million voice commands a day are heard by the Xfinity Voice Remote. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Now picture this right here with me, morning boys.
Hello.
Good morning.
What's up, Dave?
Tell me about this little sneaky EP scenario, because you were not playing EP.
No.
You know, that wasn't built. That wasn't part of the ticket madness was like, well, picture this or playing. But yet, Mr. Dean Lewis is out on stage. And all of a sudden, then there's a little sneaky appearance of Ryan. Let's have a listen to it. Listen to this.
He reached out to me and sent me this song. And this is going to be the first time we've ever played it live. It's a world debut for us. I'm a huge fan.
Alright,
so you ready to do this? Give it a crack.
It's complicated, it's understated, but I smell you, smell on your skin, and I wish it was two words. Line for your heart, do you know her?
So the song is called Middle of Love.
Yes.
So first of all, talk to me about how the song came about and how Dean got involved. Because, I mean, you guys have done duets in the past, and they're traditional, I suppose, in the sense that it might be Ryan and a girl singing.
Yeah.
I think. We'll talk about the lyrical content because I think it's genius. But how about the whole genesis of the song and everything like that?
Yeah, I think it was maybe a year ago, actually, even a bit more. And Ryan texted me the song finished as a voice note.
Right.
And said, I have this mad idea. I want to do a duet with a guy
fighting
over a girl.
Yeah.
He's like, I think this is quite interesting. And at the time, he actually said, I'd love Dean Lewis to do it.
So
which is mad.
It is mad because obviously, look, everything, reality kicks in these situations. You can sit there and go, I would love to do a duet with Dean Lewis. I would love to do a duet with Whitney Houston or whoever. And even if the person is up for it, schedules, where they are in their, I suppose, you know, album cycle where you are.
Yeah.
Often these things don't necessarily come together.
No, they don't. So it was like, there was some work involved and you had to kind of coordinate. But I have to say the last like month or two were really, really easy because Dean is over in Europe. Obviously he's from Australia.
Mm.
I think he lives in LA. So things just kind of came together. We could shoot a music video together. We also planned Electric Picnic together.
Mm.
And the song coming out, it's amazing how, you know, a simplest idea of a voice note from Ryan being sent to me with an idea turns into an actual song with the person he wanted it to be with. And we're playing Electric Picnic. And it's amazing. I just find that story so incredible how you can just start a voice note and then you can be on stage Electric Picnic singing the song.
It's those sliding doors moments, you know, where things just happen at the right time.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It really, like, it's serendipity. It's lovely.
Yeah, it's a great feeling.
Now, lyrically, this song is amazing because the first thing I thought of on this when I heard it is, when was the last time we had a male-male duet? About, I mean, like, there's the boy is mine, Brandy and Monica. There's the girl is mine, Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney. But, like, these are iconic moments in, like, pop music history where people have written, you know, two people fighting over the other person and they're singing together. And that's...
Yeah.
And what I love about this is the subtlety of the lyrics in this song is it's not like, you know, the boy is mine is pretty feisty. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this is like that lyric there, Ryan just sang in the first verse, like, I smell your smell off her skin. Like, you know, like in the Dean's verse about Ryan's name on her phone and is it a place?
You know what? Something I actually love about it is it's very theatrical.
Yes.
And I think Ryan actually was... When he sent it to me, he was kind of laughing about it. He's like, this is like a musical or something.
Yeah.
I was like, this is cool. And, you know, obviously Ryan's not here. Can't speak for himself, but you know how Ryan is. He'll write something and it just comes out of nowhere. And then we all go along with him.
Well, right. So let's have a listen to what it actually sounds like in the middle of the chorus here.
Just us alone, and I see your name on her phone.
just a call or a place she calls home.
Yeah.
Like, they're great lyrics.
It's great.
It really does conjure up a lot of imagery.
This. It does, yeah. I really enjoyed producing this song because you've got great lyrics, you've got two great singers, and then you've got Dean, who's a brilliant artist in his own right. And Dean is great. You know, we hung out with him on Sunday at Electric Picnic, and him and his whole team are great crack. And I don't know, we just got on really well. It just feels like a good moment.
Absolutely. You know? Now, is this picture this ex Dean Lewis? Is it Dean Lewis ex picture this? Is it picture this featuring Dean? Is it Dean Lewis? We don't know. It's just a song. It's just out.
It's just out. I don't know the details, but I think it's picture this and Dean Lewis.
Picture this.
There's been no talk of that. I think we're just
it's just happening.
Joining the band.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. Breaking news.
5 minutes. Here we go. Dean Lewis.
Two singers.
Well, look, the album Parked Car Conversations, which we've talked about before with you guys, is out. That's yet another soundtrack to one of my holidays, boys. So as you know, I've told you before that different of your albums have kind of come out at serendipitous times where, you know, my family and I have gone on holidays, and it's the new picture of this record, and you're one of the artists that everyone in the car loves, which is great.
Oh, thank you.
But Park Car Conversations now was part of our Irish holiday, so we were in Limerick and Clare, and also our Spanish holidays we're just back from.
Nice.
Because you got to have tunes in the car, keep everybody happy, especially in the heat of Spain.
Good soundtracks.
Yeah, damn good soundtracks, lads. Thank you. Didn't you guys actually go? I went to Inishere on my Irish holiday. Did you guys do a group trip to Inishere recently?
We did, yeah.
How was it? Holiday.
Carnage.
Yeah.
It was carnage.
Really?
It was brilliant, though.
It was class crack, yeah. It was good fun. We went over there like for a quiet holiday.
Yeah.
And there's actually a funeral that was happening, and the body was being brought back on our boat.
On your boat.
So the whole island was lined up on the pier. Yeah, it was incredible. And a big celebration of someone's life.
Yeah, that would have been the case. Yeah, yeah.
Just amazing culture.
Island life, I definitely learned that this summer, that it's so very different to the mainland. And I know that you kind of see that in maybe a Father Ted jokey way, but it isn't a jokey way. Like, again, same thing. When we were going back on the boat from Inishere, we had to wait because the boat that had come in previously that would be one taking us home was the shipping boat. So then it was like pallets of milk, you know, like Brennan's bread after Brennan's bread, but like enough to feed the island, I guess, for the next like week or so, because, you know, and they just kept bringing more and more stuff in.
Yeah.
And you realize like it's so different than being able to just nip over and go to the shops. If you don't have it with you, it ain't happening.
So what do you mean, like trying to fuel your car? There's no garage.
No.
Yeah. You know, you see this boat comes in with a big tanker full of petrol and diesel, and you drive down to need to fill up your car.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good crack, though. We had some good sing songs.
I'd say you did.
Oh, yeah.
And we all staying together?
Yeah, we stayed in a hostel.
Now, we've talked before. Did you stay in the same beds? Because this has been a thing. Did you push your little hostel beds together?
We were doing bunk beds.
Bunk beds. Yeah, even better. Two on top, two on bottom.
Yeah, good fun.
And any more snoring or hallucinations, Cliff?
Ask the boys. I was asleep before most nights. So
fair enough.
I don't know. Did I do anything crazy in my sleep this time?
Probably.
Come here. Touring. You're constantly touring, and it's brilliant because if you haven't seen Picture This Live, please remedy it. Go and see Picture This Live. You're all over Europe this summer and into the autumn and whatever. So, like, is there a country you're not visiting?
I don't actually know. I'm not entirely sure what countries we're going to, but Germany is happening for
Switzerland,
us.
Austria, Switzerland, Czechia, the Netherlands, Denmark, Sweden, Belgium, France, and eventually I'll get back to the UK.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be class. We love touring this time of the year. We're playing a lot bigger venues this time, so
amazing.
It's really, really great. You know, it's going to be amazing. We always have a great time.
And how much of the new record will feature in live shows? Because, I mean, again, I have to talk to bands about this. Coldplay are coming in next week, obviously doing a rake of shows in Kroger, and they're going to be on during the week in two interviews. One of the questions I want to ask is, like, how do you put a set list together when your back catalogue is as big as Coldplay's or as big as Picture This, and people go, I want to hear this song, and you're going, no, listen to the new song we have. Everything's new and shiny for you guys.
Yeah, it is tough, to be fair, you know, but you have to go off what people want to hear,
yeah.
You know, because we enjoy that. We enjoy putting on a good show. We don't want to go up and play all our B-sides because we want to do that. So yeah, we just try and put on the best show possible because it's more enjoyable for us and for fans, you know.
Great. Well, if you're lucky enough to go and see Picture This this autumn all across Europe and the UK, get yourself along to a show. I've asked you all my quickfire round questions before, but there's one I have always keep in my back pocket. So I don't think I've asked you this.
Yeah.
What posters did you have on your walls as kids?
I had a Metallica Master of Puppets flag since I was six or seven.
And I have the Kill 'Em All one, and I hung it on my ceiling. My parents gave it to me because I put thumbtacks in the ceiling. But it kind of dipped down. It looked quite cool.
Yeah, I was the same. You had way more posters. You did too, probably. Yeah.
I probably had machinery. I remember having like a big combine poster and Fendt tractors.
This is Owen, by the way, who does love machinery and tractors. So was there any particular brand, Fendt?
Fendt.
Fendt, if you're listening, you know, just hook him up. Just want that tractor.
I just want a 724. That's all I want.
That's all he wants, lads. It's a Fendt 724. Can we make it happen, Cliff?
Class combine.
I had Hansen.
Hansen.
Boombop. I had a Kylie Minogue poster.
Nice.
And I had a Teletubbies poster. And I had the turtles on the wall, actually. The do you know the way you could print them? The kind of, you'd wet the sticker and they'd stick
stick to the wall, yes.
I had all the four
Teenage
turtles.
Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Was this all at the one time? Kylie Turtles.
Yeah, yes. Like, I still have them. Boombop. Still in my room right now. So
Kylie.
Nostalgic.
And Teletubbies.
Yeah, and Teletubbies.
But I shared my room with my brother and sister too, so.
Okay, so it was pleasing. It was crowd
pleasing. Yeah, it was for everyone. So we had the turtles. For me, I'll say. Kylie for me. Hansen for me. And then Teletubbies for my brother.
For the brother and the sister. Okay, amazing. Lads, best of luck with everything. As always, great to hang out. Great to chat. And the new song is absolutely amazing. It is called Middle of Love. It is Picture This and Dean Lewis. And it's unreal. Lads, thanks a mil.
Thank you so much.
Dave Moore. On Today FM Podcast.